Jesus is the Savior of the world. And because of this, many people see Jesus as loving, gentle, and kind. But oddly enough, some of these same people view God the Father as angry, intolerant, and vengeful. Where did this idea come from? And is it true? Is Jesus the loving God who saves us from the Father's wrath?
There's an issue that comes up so often that perceives God the Father as a rather bloodthirsty, demanding, certainly off-putting deity, and the Son, the friendly one, the one who loves us. It's a tragedy when the Father and the Son are played off against one another as differentiated beings, as though one is, in a sense, the good deity, Jesus, and the Father is the demanding and punitive and, in a sense, bad God. Some people who have misconstrued the nature of God have even gone so far as to suggest that the Father is the abusive parent and the Son is the victimized child on the cross. This is a travesty. This is a horrible, blasphemous misunderstanding of the true nature of God. Sometimes we need to come back to recognize that we believe in one God manifested in three distinct persons who are in a relationship where the heart of the Father is identical to the heart of the Son. And the Bible brings together the unity of the heart of the Father and the heart of the Son when it tells us that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. There's one other thing I think that can be very helpful here. It's that when the Bible speaks of the wrath of God, we struggle to understand how that can be a good thing, because the only kind of wrath we're acquainted with is sinful wrath, the vindictive, the drywall punching kind of wrath that so often causes pain and is regretted afterwards. The wrath of God is analogous language to try to express God's absolute opposition to evil, because evil is what harms the creatures He loves. And so we must understand that when the Bible speaks of the wrath of God, it is referring to the intensity of God's hatred for that which harms His beloved creatures. And the wrath of the Father is transcended by the love of the Father. But the love, this holy love, this burning love of the Father is embedded in the heart of Christ no less than the Father. And the love of the Father and the Son is equal.
It is sometimes caricatured that the Father is the angry God who sent His Son into the world as the one who loves us and therefore saved us. But, I mean, there are a number of ways in which one would want to respond to that, not least the fact that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit operated together in order to save and rescue the world. I mean, also, we know verses like John 3:16 so well, that God so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son into this world, and that the Father and Son therefore were operating together. There's sort of a little catchphrase that's sometimes used of this idea of cosmic child abuse, that the Father should treat His Son in such a way that we would expect no parent to treat their son now. But that's to misunderstand, I think, the fact that it was in great love that God gave up His one and only Son in order to rescue this world. And He didn't come reluctantly. He wanted to come to fulfill the Father's will. And I think we should see the Trinity working together in love to rescue this world, all three of the persons showing great love in order to bring us to saving knowledge of God.
Some people have this idea that God the Father is an angry God, based primarily on the Old Testament testimony, where we see God commanding what looks like genocide of people and so forth. And then we get to the New Testament. We see Jesus saying to turn the other cheek, and Jesus saying to love your enemies. And they think, well, this God of the Old Testament is an angry, stern, mean God. And the God of the New Testament is kind of a loving grandfather figure. But that's really very much a distortion of the biblical perspective of God. In the Old Testament, God is a loving God who reaches out and offers grace to those who turn to Him in repentance. We see the same God in the New Testament. We also see a stern God, a judgmental God in the New Testament as well as the Old. Jesus, more than anyone else in the Bible, talks about God's final judgment. Talks about the fact that sin must be paid for, and talks about eternal judgment and separation from God. So really, if you look closely, you see that there is one true God, a God who is absolutely loving, absolutely merciful, offering His grace to sinners who turn to Him, but a God who must also be just and must judge sin. And those who reject Him must turn away from them and allow them to be separate, by their own choice, allow them to be separate from Him. The early church Gnostic, eventually identified correctly as a heretic, Marcion, believed this idea that the God of the Old Testament was an evil, angry God, and the God of the New Testament was a loving God. And so his solution to that was to throw out the Old Testament. He decided that this was not the authentic revelation of God. This was a different God, a God that Gnostics view as an inferior God that eventually arose from the one true God. And he cut and pasted the New Testament. He removed many portions of the New Testament and chose those that he felt like presented the true God, the loving God. What Marcion missed was the very fact that, in fact, God is a God of love and God is a God of justice in both the Old and the New Testament. The same presentation of God appears in both Testaments.